Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited Investor Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Bijal Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Janice. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the call. This call is to further update our analysts and investors about an understanding which has been reached between principal shareholder SL Group and the lenders. We have with us Mr. Punit Goenka, Managing Director and CEO, and part of the promoter family, to update you on the developments. We'll start with a brief statement from Mr. Goenka, which will be followed by question and answer. The duration of the call will be 30 minutes. Before I pass it on to Mr. Goenka, I would like to remind everybody that anything that we say during the call that refers to our outlook for the future is a forward-looking statement and must be taken in the context of the risks that we face. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goenka.
Thank you, Bijal. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining this call at such a short notice. I am glad to announce that through the last week, the promoters met with the lenders of SL Group again and formalized the understanding which was reached last weekend. As I had indicated to you all on the call last Monday, formal consent from lenders covering all major lenders, including mutual funds and non-banking financial companies, having pledged on shares held by the promoters in Zee Entertainment. Let me reiterate that as per this consent, the lenders have agreed that there will not be any event of default due to the movement in the stock price of Zee Entertainment. This consent gives the group's management the required amount of time to complete the process of strategic sale of its key assets without any compromise on the value of any of its stakeholders. Now let me address some of the concerns related to sale of promoter shares. Since the stock price volatility which happened on 25th January, 24.38 million promoter shares have been sold. Promoters' holding now stands at 39.08% in Zee Entertainment. Lastly, on the stake sale process, things are progressing well with the potential strategic investors, and there has been no change in the commentary from what we have indicated on the call last Monday. We are confident of finding a suitable partner for the company. The SL Group is and will be subject to further media trials. I request all of you not to react to the same and reach out to my team for any clarifications. The promoters are committed to the intent of resolving the matter, keeping the interest of minority shareholders and the lenders. With that, I will now open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Abneesh Roy from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Punit. Congrats on this deal. My question is, there are two timelines. One is September 30 for the SL and April deadline, which you have mentioned on Z. Supposing you don't get a very good value till April 30, can you actually extend that also? Because still you will have almost 4-5 months to close that and get the money. Could you clarify on that?
Abneesh, good morning to you too. I think the deadline that we have with the lenders is not just on the Zeal stake, but also on the other divestments that the group is running. And therefore, there is no change from the Zeal perspective as we speak, but that gives me the confidence on multiple other things.
Second is, you have also mentioned in the interview that a lot of the US investors are also, strategic investors also there in the talks. Just one question. US companies are very strict on these kind of issues wherein, say, any controversy happens and all that. So in the last 2-3 weeks, we have seen the different controversies which we are all aware of. So will those US strategic investors still be open in spite of all these controversies?
I have not heard to the contrary from any of the potential strategics so far. So, and I think they all understand that these are, you know, the media trial is happening at the promoter or SL group level and does not subject the Z Entertainment, the company, to any such controversy. So we would have to satisfy all their concerns, but I have not heard yet anything contrary either through our bankers or directly from them.
And last question, international pledging, last time you had clarified that there is no more international pledging apart from whatever is there in the domestic lenders. Now that again news article came last week and then the stock also fell post that. So if the deal happens, whatever is there in the international deal with currently, those that stake, is it available? Is it free? How does that work? Even if no pledging is there, are they available for sale to the new partner?
Let me just put this point to rest once and for all. The total loan against shares in whatever form whatsoever of the promoters against all their listed assets is 13,500 crores. And as you would appreciate that Zeal is only one part of that total equation of the promoters. And therefore, we are very confident that through the strategic sale process of just the Z Entertainment, we should be able to satisfy all the lenders, including pledges of beyond the Z Entertainment pledge also.
Okay. Okay, that's all from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Abneesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of G.V. Giri from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Puneet. Just a quick update, if you can, on what's been the change between the Republic Day and now in terms of your talks with investors, right, the strategic investors.
Hi, Giri. Yeah, so I think, you know, in this kind of negotiation, and you would agree that this is the first of its kind that's happened in the history, it's a very complex a negotiation, including, you know, the documentation having been vetted by the legal departments, etc., of both the sides, including going to the respective boards slash committees that you have. So that's a process that has been run for 1 week, and we are very glad with the outcome of the same.
And has there been any impact of the fact that the stock is available at a more attractive price and the playing field is widened, or you don't see much change in that?
I am still pretty confident, Giri, of the intrinsic value in the company. But having said that, I would not like to speculate whether they will use this situation of the stock price having come down to their advantage in our negotiations. We are yet to reach that part of the negotiation, and I'm still pretty confident that we should be able to address the concerns of all the stakeholders, the shareholders, as well as the lenders.
Sure, Puneet. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Giri.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Shah from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just want to understand one thing. Well, is there any possibility of any further pledge share sell? Or now we have arrived at an agreement with all the lenders?
Himanshu, good morning to you too.
Thank you.
We do not expect any more pledge selling to happen. But as you would appreciate, we are still, you know, we are probably at the in the 100-meter race, we are at probably 90, 95 meters right now. And we still need to get the 100% thing done. But I am hopeful and confident that nobody would break ranks going forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Secondly, sir, in today's media interview, there has been some indications that deal may happen even sooner than April deadline. Can we expect that, basically?
No, we are working at breakneck speed, Himanshu, to get the thing done. So I can't comment whether the deal will get consummated before that deadline, but we are working as fast as possible.
Okay, but an agreement or anything feasible?
We'll come back to you with more color on that once when that happens.
Sure. And so this last question, we have indicated, in fact, we have mentioned that Star valuation happened at Star India valuation at $12 billion and it actually closed at $17 billion. So is it fair, give or take, because of the current situation and adjusted for maybe sports or Hotstar kind of business for Star, can that be indicative valuation or something?
Firstly, we have not given those numbers, Himanshu. That is the media that has pulled that out. But if that is a benchmark, yes, that is definitely an established benchmark in the market. But whether the deal happens at that level or not, I'm not in a position to comment right now.
Sure, no, sure. Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Puneet. The first question is on this formal consent. What do you mean? Is it some sort of a legal document that is signed? And what kind of rights do you have if the parties were to kind of breach it?
So, Jatin, good morning to you too. It is a legal document that I'm talking about. The rights, etc., I am not at liberty to share because of confidentiality with the lenders. But as I said in my opening remark, this is what it calls for is that there will not be any event of default for the standstill period. And that's the rights that we have.
And when you say all major MFs and NBFCs are covered, what part of the value of this kind of 13,500 crores that you mentioned, what part of that is covered by this?
Are you saying again, sir?
So I said when you said all major MFs and NBFCs have agreed to this, what part of the value of the loan is covered? Because we've seen in the last 1 week, 2% of the company has been sold. So, and you had mentioned about 95-96% of the lenders are covered. So I'm just trying to figure out if beyond those 4-5% who had not signed up, now is everybody else kind of covered by this?
So given what has happened in the last 1 week, Chandan, I'm not at liberty or authorized to share that number that the lenders have not given me the authority to share that number today with you. But I can tell you that we are confident that we don't expect any more selling to happen. But having said that, we have to play it one day at a time.
Okay, great. Thank you. All the best for the deal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Puneet. Just one quick one. Your interview mentions that you don't have any NDA signed with any domestic investor, but it seems to suggest that there are NDA signed with foreign investors. So could you give us an indication on that? Are there NDAs already signed with anybody from outside India?
Yes, Kapil. So the process at the beginning of itself, if anybody wanted to participate in the process, they have to sign an NDA with the company, with the promoters. And we have executed successful NDAs with international companies, as I had mentioned in my press interview.
And looking at the progress, how soon can we expect more concrete information to come out?
As I said, Kapil, we are dealing with it on a daily basis, and therefore, as soon as we have some color, we'll be out talking to you all again.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital, your line has been unmuted.
I'm audible now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, sorry. So, hi, Puneet. So, just wanted to check in on media interactions earlier. We did mention that, in terms of our prospective strategic partner, digital stroke, geographical reach remains a priority. The way things have unfolded over the last, few weeks, do you think there is any change in the pecking order or your thoughts on the same?
No, Ankur, that pretty much remains the focus even today.
Sure, that's helpful. And just secondly, now since the promoter stake has also come down a bit, though not as substantially still, the original thoughts to, sell up to 50% of the promoter stake, that remains the same or probably we may look at a higher quantum as well?
Our intent has not changed, Ankur, but if somebody is making an offer beyond the 50% stake, we will look at it. But as you would understand that the number that went as part of our IM to these people was at a 20% plus number, so
yep.
Something that stands in the offer document that we have.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajiv Sharma from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, Puneet, just trying to understand if there's market volatility, there's for any particular reason for the broader market, how does this whole agreement works with the lenders? Secondly, there have been, some media reports about, process not being or stock exchange not being made aware or something. So if you can throw some light on them. And also some articles about some pledge shares being sold in the market on Friday. So some clarity there will be very helpful.
Sure. I think in terms of the pledge shares, I said in my opening remark that a total of 24.38 million shares have been sold and the promoter's holding now stands at 39.08%. All the required filings with the stock exchanges as per the law have been complied with by the company and by the promoters. As far as the volatility in the market on pricing goes, our agreement with the lenders calls for a standstill despite any volatility that may be there in the market. And I'm confident that the lenders will adhere to that.
And that's very helpful. And lastly, will you be, means you talked about this in your interview in the papers today on Z5, but there could be a change in track that you just go with some kind of, valuation at Z5 and not Z in total?
Oh, that would not work for the promoters because until and unless the promoter stake is sold in the parent company, we are not able to take care of the lender's concern, and therefore it will have to be at the parent level. It could be parent and subsidiary, but not only subsidiary.
That's very helpful. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amin Fester from NP Asia. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet.
Hi.
I have one question about the agreement, actually two. So, I get that you can't really share details, but can you confirm that there is some recourse to the lenders if they do decide to sell before the deadline? And I guess the second thing is there an incentive? So do they have some sort of a sweetener if you do get a deal done? In some way, or is it just about kind of recovering? Because, I think the angle I'm coming from is if you're a mutual fund and you have redemptions or, you have to answer to shareholders, it's tough to have one of these agreements in place and not have an out. So I'm just wondering how that works.
So I think the lenders have mutually come together to allow us the time that we have jointly worked out with them in terms of getting the process sorted and getting them the requisite value towards their outstandings. In terms of sweetener, yes, there is a sweetener as part of the commercial transaction. which goes beyond just recovering what we owe them.
And penalty if they do sell? Is there something of that nature?
Penalty in terms of if they breach the contract?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have built in any penalties of that kind, but it's a very lengthy negotiation, and I'm not at liberty to share much details on that. I'm sorry about that, but I am pretty confident that the group of lenders will work with us as one team to make sure that we get out of this solid.
Okay, yeah, that was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kunal Vora from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Punita. You mentioned that total loans are only 13,500 crore. Does it include all group loans or only the loan against shares? As 13,500 crore, you can recover just by sale of your infra assets. Can you just clarify on this number,
13,500? Yes, that's correct. 13,500 is the loan against shares of all the listed companies of the promoters. Other OPCO-related loans are within those companies and do not impact the shareholders or the promoters in any manner.
Sure. So as in when you sell the assets, infrastructure assets, what amount of money can be used to pay off this 13,500 crore? I mean, your equity, what will be the equity which you realize which can be paid off?
As we have stated in the past also, that the total equity realization we are expecting from the all of the three verticals of infra asset sales is about 80 odd billion rupees. But that is taking, that will take time to be realized. And therefore, this second step was put in place. So we are working on multiple strategies. As in one which fructifies first, all of that equity realization will go towards payment of this facility of 13,500 crores.
Okay, great. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Maruk Adjania from IDFC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I just had one question that the standstill till September 2019, does that also apply to the installments or the interest due on bank loans?
Yes, it will cover interest and the principal amount to date plus whatever accumulates until the deadline expires.
Okay, for the subsidiaries also. I mean for the SLSPVs also.
I didn't understand. What do you mean SLSPVs?
No, as in that for the principal and interest overdue from the SPVs of SL Group, like say an infrastructure company, does that cover that also?
No, madam. We are referring only to the loan against shares of 13,500 crores in this. Any loans in the operating companies of the SL Group are the responsibility of the operating companies and not the promoters.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jay Doshi from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Puneet, would you be able to give us some color on when do you expect the offers to come in, at least the non-binding ones, and how will the information flow to equity investors? Because I understand that lenders would be engaging with you during this course of the next, on a regular basis. So just want to sort of know if there will be any sort of information asymmetry between lenders, given that they are involved in the process, and equity investors.
Hi, Jay. So I think first and foremost, let me put this up front that first the shareholders' interest will be kept in mind before involving lenders in any manner whatsoever. Yes, you are right. The lenders would be involved in some capacity for us to pass information on to them. But we will definitely keep the shareholders informed even before we go to the lenders with any such information.
Understood. So tentatively, when can we expect the next update from you? Will that be after you receive all the offers or it will be at a fairly advanced stage?
I think, Jay, most likely once I have all the offers in, even the non-binding ones, is when I will reach out to all of you and share more details and color.
That's helpful. And one more question. On the earnings call, you had indicated that you were engaged with at more than two players. Does that still hold? So are you expecting offers from at least two or maybe more players?
Yes, that still holds, yeah.
Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, due to shortage of time, we would take the last question from the line of Sachin Salgaonkar from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Puneet, you know, thank you for again and again being so transparent and coming to, you know, talk to analysts and investors on a regular basis. I have a couple of questions. One is, you know, you did mention this call, you know, that, you know, the timeline, while the timeline for the lender agreement is September, you know, April is more like a timeline, you know, you're looking for the, you know, stake sale to happen. I just want to understand, is this more like a self-imposed timeline by you guys or there is more like a hard stop from lenders to complete the Z stake sale by around March or April?
No, the March-April deadline is something that we had set for ourselves. It has nothing to do with the lenders. And
okay.
We reiterate, Sachin, that the lenders' deadline is not just for the Z stake sale, but it also, you know, because we have to have multiple assets that we are selling currently, covers all of that as well. So as the company, we are still focused on our April deadline. But with this cover of the lenders, we get some extra time. Not that I'm changing my deadline from the company.
Got it. And the point I was coming is, you know, Puneet, we are in Feb and, you know, typically the due diligence after signing up an initial agreement does take more like a couple of months. I just wanted to understand that. You know, why so fixated on March, April? There is always a, you know, risk that, you know, that April may move on to May. So just wanted to understand that better.
You know, I've always worked with a deadline and not just for stake sales, but for every decision that we make as a company. If the deadline has to change for whatever reason, you will hear from me first, even before, you know, you hear from the market or anywhere else. So
okay.
I'm not fixated on any deadline. But you know, as from a company and from a business or as the leader of the company is concerned, I've always worked with deadlines as my goal and targets, and that's what you see in my results quarter on quarter. And therefore,
okay.
You know, I like to work with deadlines. But if it changes, I'll be the first one to come out and talk to you, Sachin.
Okay, got it. And my second question is, you know, I mean, just wanted to understand better what has changed since the last call and now. In the sense, at that time you had mentioned that there was more like a return agreement with vendor with lenders. So from now to this point, wherein you said, you know, this new agreement. So what has exactly changed in a week's time?
What we were talking about is that, you know, this kind of a negotiation and transaction agreement with the lenders is a complex one, and you know, it's one of the first of its kind that's taking place. Therefore, the legal vetting, the process of getting internal approvals on both sides of the lenders as well as our side has what has changed in the last 1 week.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sachin.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Bijal Shah for his closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining call at such a short notice. If you have any question which is yet not answered in the call, you can reach out to anyone in investor relations team. We are available 24/7. So please reach out to us if you have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Z Entertainment Enterprises Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may disconnect your lines now.